You're listening to the Courageous Life Podcast, helping you develop courage and resilience in a perilous and unpredictable world. This is your host, Sean Mitzel. I'm coming to you from the mountains of northern Idaho. I'm glad you're with us. On today's podcast, Monica and I are going to talk to you about the launch of Sovereign Sunrise Academy, specifically Sovereign Sunrise Worldview Academy. And we're going to talk to you about what that means, what it is. We've been thinking about doing something like this for years, and now it's coming to fruition, so we're really excited about that. But on the worldview segment, before we get into our main topic, I want to talk to you about a kind of disturbing trend that is occurring in many states. The two biggest examples of states are California and New York. And the specific example that I want to bring to you today is from West Wind Acres. And it's another one of these examples of that you see, where police are raiding some evil raw milk dairy or some farm based on trumped up regulatory charges or anonymous complaints, etc. And it's something that I really want to bring up because I think it's important, especially from a worldview perspective. When you have a state, in this case New York, but there are many others. I'm very fortunate here in Idaho that we're not dealing with this kind of thing. But the reason that I'm speaking out about it is because I don't want it to come to Idaho. I don't want it to be in New York, and I don't want it to be in California. And this is the type of thing we need to fight, because this same kind of thing will lead to other state overreaches. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. If the state can go in and seize animals and take away an individual farmer's livelihood based on ridiculous charges and ridiculous regulatory infractions, tie them up in court, basically bankrupt them, because they've deemed what they're doing as to be wrong. What happens when the state deems what you're doing to be wrong? Okay, and I'm not talking about what we all would agree on as far as theft, murder, etc. I'm talking about your individual beliefs. Because a lot of people, and I'm talking to Christians here, tend to be complacent and apathetic. We're just like, oh, that doesn't pertain to me, so that's, I don't need to speak out against that. But what happens when all of a sudden they come for you? Because the state deems something to be wrong, whatever that may be. And that reminds me of Isaiah 5:20, which essentially says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. When they deem what you're doing to be wrong, or what you believe to be wrong, or what you say to be wrong, what's going to stop them from coming and tying up you in court, or removing you, or putting you in jail, seizing your property? Nothing. That's what. This is a precursor to things like where churches are no longer allowed to speak out against something that is bad. For example, whatever that may be, pick your topic that society no longer believes to be true. Okay, in this case, Joshua Rockwood, he owns a small family farm with his wife and his two kids. He was previously a construction worker, and he was like, man, I'm just tired of this rat race. I want to do something different. So they decided to farm. They wanted to farm. They wanted to work, at home. They wanted to work with the land and the soil and animals, and they wanted to farm. So they did. They started a farm, and they raise cattle and pigs and sheep, and they do it all on pasture. Okay, these are all grass fed. And they wanted to do it in a very sustainable way. So that's what they set out to do, and that's what they have done. And they have lots of customers, and customers are happy with them. They have, you know, the adults here. So this small business owner creates this product. Maybe it's grass-fed beef, for example. Customers come directly to the farm and say, hey, I'm tired of this, you know, our conventional system. I'd like to buy from you. Okay. And so they do that. They make this transaction between adults. And because they like the way that this family is raising animals, etc. Well, what we have now is a bunch of charges of animal neglect and abuse, 12 of them to be precise. And this family is being dragged through court. They've had their animals seized and taken away. Here are some of the charges. I'm not going to read all of the charges. But some of the charges are frozen water bowls and tanks. Okay, they live in New York, and this is in the wintertime. Their heaters, their water tank heaters failed, or they had to go chip ice. You know what? I think everybody who raises animals on a farm understands chipping ice or dumping out ice or you know delivering water twice a day if heaters fail, etc. Okay. Here's another one. An unlicensed working dog. I had no idea that you had to have a license in New York for working dogs. Okay, and then here's one. The horse's hoofs needed to be trimmed. Okay? The horse's hoofs needed to be trimmed. Okay, and this is what we're talking about. Stuff like this. Oh, by the way, as soon as these charges came on this family, they immediately called a vet and said, hey, police showed up here. They looked around. You know, they wrote some infractions, and we think this is going to go bad. Can you come out here and certify that our animals are well taken care of and, you know, that there's no issues? And so this vet came out. And said, yes, there's no issues here. These animals are well taken care of. Everything is fine. Well, this family got a second vet to come out and say the same thing. Okay, so this family, I don't know if they paid for it. They probably had to pay something for their time. Paid for two vets and two different vets to come out and say, yeah, there's no problem here. There's nothing wrong with this small family farm and the way they're running their operations. So they're being dragged through court right now on these neglect and abuse charges. Okay, now I want you to think about this. At the same time that they're going through this battle, this grass farmer that's raising animals, and in New York, the state of New York, at the same time, the state of New York is considering what they call an ag gag law. Okay, it hasn't passed yet, but they're considering it. And what an ag gag law is essentially makes it illegal for anyone to try and do any type of exposure of CAFO type commercial farming. Okay, CAFO stands for confined animal feeding operations. Okay, this is your standard chicken house, your standard dairy cattle where they pack thousands of animals into tiny spaces, and nobody wants you to see that, where they raise pigs in these small little boxes, etc. Okay, so the same state that says you cannot speak out against that, you cannot expose that in any way, and if you do, we're gonna, you know, fine you, throw you in jail. At the same time, they're dragging this other family through court because their water bowls are frozen and the hooves need to be trimmed, etc. Okay, there's a couple of points here that I'm gonna get. You get the idea. And if you want to contribute, they have a GoFundMe campaign for their survival to try and fight the state in it. Their property is called West Wind Acres, and you can read all about it. It's an Orwellian nightmare is what it is. West Wind Acres, they've got there's a Facebook page, Save West Wind Acres. And of course, you can just Google Westwind Acres and find it, the situation going on there. But there's a few points that I want to bring up in this. Number one, first of all of this was predicated on an anonymous complaint. Okay, whatever that may be, I don't know. Okay, but that's how it all started. Here's the first point. When you read into these stories, the police showed up, and they talked to him. They said, "Hey, look, yeah, you're more than welcome." And the police asked, "Hey, can we look around?" And this small family farm, Joshua Rockwood said, "Nah, no problem. Come on. Let's take a look around. We've got nothing to hide here. There's no problem. We love animals. We take really good care of our animals. In fact, we care for them so much, we're not doing the standard CAFO type farming. We're raising them on grass, how they were meant to be raised. You know, what they were meant to eat. You know, how cows are meant to eat grass, not grain. Okay, that's how their systems are work, but we don't like that. We feed them grain because it makes them grow faster, even though it's unhealthy, etc." So he showed them around the property. There's your first point that I want to make. If you're ever in any type of legal trouble, do not let police look around. Do not, "Hey, can I look through your, you mind if I look through your vehicle?" "Yes, I do mind." "Do you mind if I look through your house?" "Yes, I do mind. You need a warrant." "Hey, do you mind if I look around your property?" "Yes, I do mind." It doesn't matter if you have nothing to hide or anything else. See, most of us, you know, our human nature is, "Look, I got nothing to hide. Come look so we can resolve this issue." Don't do it. Okay? Don't do it. Do not give law enforcement, and I'm not anti-law enforcement at all, but a lot of law enforcement will tell you this. Stop giving permission for searches. Don't do it. Don't do it on your property. Don't do it in your home. Now, there's exceptions for vehicle. They may not need to ask your permission, whatever, you know, and fight that in court. Okay, the side of the road is not the time to fight it. If law enforcement says, "I'm searching your vehicle," whatever, document it, you know, film it, whatever, and then you can fight it in court later. But if they come to your home or your property, they need a warrant to be able, unless it's exigent circumstances, etc. But if you have that opportunity to say no to a search, say no to a search, and then, you know, start calling and getting some advice from a lawyer. Okay, that's my first point. This is that I think it was a mistake. Now, they probably would have got a warrant anyway, but it doesn't matter. And then they could have, you know, got their defenses together. So in other words, the state had the upper hand. They, you know, because they had nothing to hide, so they let them in. And the state used it against them. Okay, so remember that. Don't let them do it. All right, the second principle is this. If the state, in this case New York, and everybody needs to be vigilant about this in your own states, and we need to be supporting our fellow New Yorkers and our fellow Californians, etc., to try and stop this kind of tyranny, which is what it is. Because here's the most important point here is they will not stop. Okay, if they can get away with ruining a small family farm based on trumped up regulatory charges that are bogus, nothing's going to stop them from continuing, or I should say, if they're not stopped from continuing, they will end up coming after you for whatever reason. Okay, something that you believe in, something that you say that the state finds wrong, something that you believe that the state finds wrong, and all of a sudden you're going to find yourself in hot water as well. So again, if you want to read more about this, Google Westwind Acres. They have a GoFundMe campaign. I'm actually going to click on this thing right after this and contribute. Okay, because this is a worthy fight. I don't want this thing coming to my state, which fortunately, you know, a lot of states out there, this wouldn't happen. Okay, a lot of states, this wouldn't happen. But we need to be very vigilant to make sure that this doesn't happen. And we also, like I said before, we need to support our fellow Americans in these tyrannical states. and to help them fight this kind of tyranny. Okay, so save West Wind Acres. Okay, let's get into our main topic for today, which is a launch of Sovereign Sunrise Academy, and we'll talk about that and what that is, and then that will lead into something that's very related, but slightly different, and that's Sovereign Sunrise Worldview Academy, which is pretty specific. And I am here with the talented and lovely Monica.
Hello.
Hey. All right, so we have actually thought about something like this for years and years.
Yes, in some form or another, yes. And never quite, you know, being able to solidify down exactly how we want it to look and all of
it's
that.
It's morphed and it's changed and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of ended up here. I mean, just an idea as far as, you know, the idea of doing something like this.
Yeah, and I think it really came together for us on our week-long sabbatical that you and I took and spent a lot of time in prayer and in the Word and really just not only reconnecting with each other, but just reestablishing our relationship with the Lord and kind of praying about what God wanted us to be doing and what His will was. And it seems kind of strange. You and I were both kind of talking about it. It was almost simultaneous. Like, well, what about this?
Right. Yeah. So that was a great time for sure. And it did help kind of solidify it. And again, I always like to say that, you know, there was no dream or vision that popped up, but it was just kind of like, okay, this is the direction that we're ready to travel. So why don't you, I mean, you've been working really hard on websites and those kinds of things. What is Sovereign Sunrise Academy?
Well, the Academy itself will be primarily, a lot of it online based, but it's going to include workshops that we're doing here at the Perma Farm for homesteading, preparedness, that type of thing, as well as online courses based around worldview, entrepreneurship, and other homesteading skills that we're able to teach others, you know, online. And the worldview and entrepreneurship are primarily geared toward primarily geared toward 16 through about 23. Now, not saying that we won't make entrepreneurship courses for older adults who are are needing some sort of training, because all of our training will be coming from a biblical worldview. And so it's not going to be just a neutral, because there's no such thing as a neutral course on entrepreneurship or anything else. And so these worldview courses, we're hoping to get young adults from 16 to about 22 or 23 online.
Okay. Well, you know what? You brought up really good points there, but I want to step back and discuss the reason why do we have this alternative? Why are we trying to create this alternative? Because that's what it is. It's an alternative to the standard track. And the standard track, and it doesn't matter if it's secular or Christian, is you gotta get this whatever foundation done, whether it's homeschooling or public schooling or private school. And then you gotta go to college.
You have to go to college. Yeah. To be successful, you have to go to college. That is really what the world is selling us. And as Christians, we shouldn't buy it. There are other ways to be successful. And one of the things that you and I have been saying for a long time is Christians need to create an alternative.
Yes.
And when you and I were discussing just different ideas and different things on our trip together, it hit me really hard when I said it. I said, you know, Christians really need to create an alternative. And it came to me like, well, why aren't you? Why aren't you, if you see a need, why are you not doing something about it? And I realized, who am I expecting to do it if I'm the one who sees it and I'm just calling, somebody's got to do something, and I'm just sitting there.
Right.
So we decided that was something that was important, and it was something that maybe we could create an alternative for young adults to be able to come and do something outside of traditional college.
Right. You know, because I want to make a distinction here. You know, can people go to college for specific things? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to do that, if you want to be an engineer or
doctor.
Yeah, or doctor or I don't know. I'm thinking of probably there's probably a few others out there that's probably the route that somebody would want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that we've gotten into this paradigm where everyone must go to college, and it doesn't matter if it's got to be something.
Yeah.
It's history, business, teaching,
homemaking.
Whatever. I mean, it's just like you have to do it, and we're stuck in this paradigm. And even Christians and even homeschoolers are like, it's almost like, and I want to talk about homeschoolers for just a minute. It's almost like they feel like they have to prove what they did was
successful.
So mm-hmm. the homeschooler is like, they got to get into college. Get into college, and they always do well. It's not. We need to stop worrying about proving to the world that what our methods are successful.
Right. Exactly. You know, as a matter of fact, there's a wonderful godly woman that I'm going to call her friends with on Facebook. You know, I don't know her that well, but she homeschooled, and she now is a speaking advocate for not only homeschooling, but educating homeschoolers on Common Core. She has, I think it's 2 grown daughters, but it might be more than that. Who have gone on, they didn't go to college, but they immediately started their own businesses. And one of them is an online writing course. And, when you look at her credentials are not, got a degree in English from whatever college. No.
Well, she's not qualified then, right?
She started entering her essays into contests and started improving her writing skills and really had a passion for it. And she wants to pass that passion on to homeschoolers. She started out at a local homeschool group teaching there and, mm-hmm. and getting paid a little bit, and now has started her own online courses.
Excellent.
And, that to me is a success story. That's not, I went to college for 4 years. And then after that, I
was stuck in my student loan debt. And then I worked at the local Starbucks.
Yeah. And, and she's a mom now. She has a little one, and she'll probably go into homeschool. And that to me is a legacy. That's generational. That's right. Something you're passing on to your kids and encouraging them to become independent. And just back to this other woman, she actually has written a history curriculum. I mean, she's
right.
She's really a successful homeschool family.
So one thing we're not doing is we're not downplaying education by any means. In fact, we are highly pro education, mm-hmm. but not pro current paradigm worldly education.
Yeah, like the necessity of university track.
Right. Okay. So our track, or our alternative, I should say, that we're offering people is based on kind of three things. And if you look at all of our courses and the Worldview Academy and everything else, there's these three pillars. And the pillars are worldview, which obviously is Christian worldview. And that is the foundation and the basis. And there's entrepreneurship. And then there's skills. So learning skills, because I think part of it is that we've become these over-specialized beings, right? People, they go to college, and even though it's very funny, even though it's a completely liberal education, as in it's wide, and then you get 5 or 6 classes in your particular discipline, but then that's what that person does. They are, the teacher of, fifth grade or whatever. And that's what they do instead of being somebody who is able in many areas.
Yeah. And I also think that obviously the focus at university is academics. It's all academics. And we're trying to kind of throw that upside down. And yes, we're going to have some academics, because we do have biblical worldview courses that we're going to be working through that are going to be touching on philosophy and government and economics and all of that. But on the other hand, when we're talking about skills, like we're getting down and dirty. Like we're getting these kids in building. We're getting them working with the animals. We're teaching them permaculture and teaching them food preservation and cooking and biblical manhood and womanhood and how to be a leader and how to
start a business.
Yes. How to be confident about the ideas you have.
How to come up with a business plan.
Yeah.
And
they'll be doing it.
Yes. And they'll be doing it. Okay. So we've got these three pillars: worldview, entrepreneurship, and skills. And so we have Sovereign Sunrise Academy, which you discussed briefly. and talked about the kind of the online courses and all of those areas. Why don't we get into what we're ultimately hoping to do, which is Sovereign Sunrise Worldview Academy. What is that, and how is that different from the online courses that are kind of...
And workshops and classes. Well, the Worldview Academy is kind of an all-encompassing, where we're covering those three pillars very specifically and in depth for 8.5 months with students who come and actually live with us on the perma farm and live and work with us. And we're working and acting as mentors, hopefully with, you know, some other adults as well, but where we are daily mentoring the kids, we're talking to them, teaching them a biblical worldview, and they're getting a chance to actually do all this stuff on the perma farm during that 8.5 month stay with us.
Excellent. Yes. That was a great summation. So it's an 8.5 month. We have a curriculum and a schedule where they show up around the 1st of March, mm-hmm. and they go home before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right. And each year we bring in, we haven't nailed down a number yet, but somewhere between say 6 and 12 students. They come and they live here. They are able to interact, live with our family, work with our family, go through this curriculum, this all-encompassing curriculum that has these worldview, this entrepreneurship, and all these different skills. This is a very good alternative to the college track.
Yes.
I mean, the hope here is that on the other end, the end state, or the objectives on the end, is that someone is very well grounded in their biblical worldview, mm-hmm. that they're entrepreneurship minded.
Yeah.
They've generated some ideas on what they would like to do and maybe start as far as businesses. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's small scale farming or they want to start a company building chicken coops or
even
cabins
or even doing web building computer programming stuff. I mean, there's so many opportunities even for people, you know, to do really a variety of anything they can think of. Floral arranging, right. And then
skills development. So they'll come here and they will learn homesteading skills. Mm-hmm. They will learn small animal husbandry. They will learn permaculture, so they can, you know, plant food forests and annual gardening and mm-hmm. and small scale building. We talked about a building project being a part of every single curriculum. Doesn't matter if it's a cabin, a barn, something they're going to do, mm-hmm. some kind of building project that takes plans and materials estimates and cost estimates and doing the hands-on work.
Right. And one of the things that's beautiful about all this stuff that we're talking about is that we're also teaching them project management. It's like from the beginning to the end state, you know, what is required and how do we plan for this project? Right. How do we estimate the money that we spend and how do we estimate the time it's going to take? And and learning that there has to be flexibility and readjustments as you go along. These are things that are important to learn because, you know, even us, it's like we sit down and we plan all these things and then there's some anomaly that comes up in the middle of it and we go, oh, okay, adjustment required.
Yeah.
You can't be married to a plan. The other thing that we're going to touch on for the kids is survival.
Yep, wilderness survival, firearms instruction,
self-defense,
orienteering. I mean, there's all these skills that we have that we want to pass on. If nothing else, it gives them great confidence in these areas. You know, these will be NRA certified courses. We're talking about safe handling skills and proficiency and firearms instruction. There's great confidence builders in kids and gives them these wide skills.
Right.
And also how about, you know, the what we're looking at as far as getting them out on other homesteads or other small businesses.
Yeah, we had, we've been talking about it and obviously a lot of this isn't like 100% solidified, but we have many acquaintances around in the area that are running their own homesteads or have started their own businesses. A lot of people out here.
Dairies. Different things, you know.
Yeah, there's quite a few people out here. People who run beef, potatoes, and a large potato farm that's selling it commercially. So, you know, we'd be able to talk to some of these people and not only get tours, but hopefully get some of the young people who are interested in that particular thing. Maybe they're interested in carpentry and starting their own business doing that. Well, maybe they can kind of trail along and help this particular person while he's working on his jobs over a couple of weeks and see hands-on, is this something I'm interested in? And is it something that I can see myself doing long-term?
Right. So we have this kind of practical application phase where, I mean, obviously they'll have be doing practical application on our permafarm.
Yes.
The whole time, but then get these different perspectives.
Right.
So that'll be a great thing. Now, where are we at in the building? I mean, I know where we are in the planning phase, and you've been working really hard and doing a great job on the websites.
Yes.
So is there any website you want to point people towards? I know it's not completed, but you want to point people towards
just well, to take right a look? Well, right now you can kind of look. Get basic information at sovereignsunrise.com. And the sunrise is S-O-N-R-I-S-E. So sovereignsunrise.com. And that kind of points you to a lot of different things and kind of gives brief overviews for some of the different courses that are coming up. We're hoping to launch our first online worldview course in June. That's what we're aiming toward, and I'm working hard to make that happen. Our first year that we will be doing the actual Worldview Academy is not until starting next spring.
Right, 2016.
Yes, 2016. March,
we'll be putting out detailed information about how to apply, what are the prerequisites, that kind of thing coming up here over the next few months.
Yes. So hopefully all of that information will be coming out by, at the latest, July or so, that we can start, getting the word out, getting applications, and talking to some of the young adults that are interested in pursuing this avenue. And that also gives them a chance to save up money. Obviously, even though we think of it as a ministry, there is cost involved
sure.
for us.
Yeah. And we've made it a very reasonable cost, which includes all of their food and their right. lodging and everything like that.
And all their instruction and books and everything that they would need
right.
while they're here, except for their clothes and their own toothpaste, et cetera, personal toiletry
sure.
items.
Sure. And we'll have all those details coming up. I wanted to mention our workshops for this year.
Yes.
Homesteading 101 type workshops. We've got one scheduled, at least right now, and we are working on solidifying that. So these intro to homesteading workshops. One scheduled for July 18th.
Right. And that workshop is on the permafarm.
Right. Did we have one for June?
I thought that we were looking at planning one for June. We hadn't fully committed to June yet, but okay. I'm pretty sure that we're going to have one in June. We're right. trying to do a couple of...
Intro to homesteading.
Intro to homesteading. Because these are the kind of things that even people who are buying property out here, I mean, if they haven't studied extensively or they haven't experienced it with somebody in person, it can be extremely intimidating getting started. Like,
yes.
Where do I start? How do I know where to start? And, you know, what animals do I choose? And, how do I plan out my property? What's the best avenue to follow when it comes to gardening and
right.
Planning for long term.
Right. So, these are one day workshops that kind of give this introduction to homesteading,
yeah.
things to think about. Great. So, if you are interested in that, contact us. And there, of course, you can do it through the Courageous Life podcast, you can do it through sovereignsunrise.com. And
yeah, and if they do it through Courageous Life podcast,
Facebook.
It'll be linked over again to sovereignsunrise.com.
Right.
Matter of fact, I do think that we have one scheduled and it's on sovereignsunrise.com.
Okay. All right. That's where. Okay. I just don't have that in front of me. But
yeah.
So June and July, we have these introduction to homesteading workshops. So if you're interested in that, if you're interested in learning more about Sovereign Sunrise Worldview Academy or Sovereign Sunrise Academy, just contact us with your questions. If you have something specific, like, hey, I'm really, you know, put me on the list.
I'll also soon be building a register now online so that you can register and pay online for the workshops that we're going to be
excellent
having and the courses as well. And also just for people to be clear that we can pick them up at the airport if they're flying in from somewhere. And we also will, you know, send them directions and things if they're planning on driving.
Sure. So, and we also, you know, we need to add in the fact that, that there's space in the summertime for camping out on, if you need mm-hmm. to show up on a Friday night for the Saturday workshop.
Yeah.
And, or even stay Saturday night to take off Sunday, that kind of thing for the workshop. So, you know, we can work around that.
Yes. And we'll be providing meal plans and those types of things. Lunch right. is included in the workshop, but all other meals would be additional.
Okay. That's kind of a conclusion to what we have coming up. Any final thoughts or anything to add at the end here?
Nope. I think that's it. Just, you know, be looking at the websites and we will be posting kind of the updates. And if you want to know specifically when courses become available, there are little place contact forms that you're able to say, can you add me to this and inform me when things are
right. So please give us your comments and questions as we go forward.
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Please visit us on our website, thecourageouslifepodcast.com. We'd appreciate any comments or questions that you have. And also like us on Facebook, The Courageous Life Podcast. Semper Fidelis and Soli Deo Gloria.